Hi everyone, I'm Helen Taylor. Welcome to my show, Inspired Radio. I'm here with you every Wednesday, 10 a.m. Melbourne, Australia time, and Tuesday, 7 p.m. Central Time for Canada and US for conversations and stories to inspire you. This is the BBS Radio TV platform, and we're going live to over 200 outlets worldwide. Firstly, before I get started, sponsors. I'd like to just say thank you, thank you, thank you to all of you. You're very, very important and very valuable. Inspired Radio is all about change, getting uncomfortable and shaking up the status quo of this world. We're here breaking free from limiting systems and limiting lives and embracing our infinite potential. My guests are here to tell their story because storytelling is creating the new world. So today I've got with me Terry Kelly. He's the founder of Go to Life, which is GO2, the numeral 2, life. I don't know much about Terry. I know he grew up on the Isle of Man, and I know he loves health, and I know he founded Go to Life, which is based in New South Wales here in Australia. The website says this: we're passionate about sharing naturally inspired products designed to complement active lifestyles, healthy habits, and everyday well-being. So I'm here today to find out more about who Terry is. Hi, Terry, welcome.
Hello there, Helen. It's great to be on the show, and hello to everybody out there. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Do you like that? I'm just like, I'm not going to make anything up here. I don't know the ins and outs of Terry, but I'm looking forward to finding out.
Well, thank you. And you mentioned the Isle of Man, and so I guess that's where I started. We should start there.
Yes.
And many people probably won't know much about it, but it's that little dot in the middle of the map of the British Isles.
It's got England, it's the United Kingdom to one side and Ireland to the other.
Correct. It's
Right.
in the middle. And its most famous export, I think, is the Bee Gees. They were born in the Isle of Man. And I was born in the same hospital and delivered by the same doctor and midwife as the Bee Gees. But I can't sing. I've never been able to figure out why.
Well, that's a claim to fame, isn't it? The same hospital. Wow.
Yeah, absolutely. I actually came to Sydney when I was 20. I was looking for, a way to get out into the big wide world. So I got here, and that was around the time that the Opera House was being completed. And my first job was actually inside the Opera House, fitting it out before it became the beautiful building that it actually is now. So that was a great start from a little island to suddenly find myself in Sydney and in the Opera House.
Absolutely. So what was your occupation back then?
Pretty much a gopher in that situation, helping with the joinery and that sort of
In
thing.
construction.
Yeah.
So, gosh, okay, I can already see that Terry has pretty much reinvented himself a few times in his life.
Yeah, for sure. And it took a little while to get established. It was quite a different country back then, and enjoyable actually to work my way through. And I ended up in a couple of national management roles and got to the point where I was feeling a bit burned out and sort of wondering what's next and looking for a way to make a difference in people's lives.
Hang on, hang
And
on, hang on, hang on. I want to touch on that a bit because
sure.
corporate burnout or mainstream burnout or that, I mean, that's what you're talking about. That happens to so many people. It's like you become fundamentally a part of life, an acceptable way of living and making a living and all the rest of it. But we start to burn out, or some of us do. And realize that we have to change course. Is that what happened to you?
Well, I think it sneaks up on you. You can get into some very stressful situations, and over time, it does take its toll, and little things start to go wrong. And you've got the natural aging process happening, but also there are other aspects to it. And you think, well, how can I improve my situation? And I actually came across the oxygen by accident. I left the corporate world. I found another business, And the oxygen came to me as part of that. And
Well, at the
I just.
moment, you're talking about oxygen, and everyone listening to us has got no idea what you're talking about because I've told them about Go To Life, but we haven't said anything about what that was about. But let's go back a step. So, stress was creeping up on you, and that was starting to impact your health. Yeah. How was that turning up in your life? Was it migraines? Was it backaches? What was it?
I was having some eye problems
Right.
and a few headaches and that as well. But also, I became a product of the corporate lifestyle in terms of long lunches and long days and weekends and all those sorts of things, and they do mount up.
Yes, they do.
And it's easy to lose track of the things that are important. And I thought eating, drinking, and being merry was actually the lifestyle to have in those days.
Well, so did I. So did I. I mean, why? Because the masses were doing it, weren't they? It's like everyone around us thought that that was life and that was leading a successful life.
Of course, and someone comes in and says, "Hey, you're coming for lunch?" And
Yeah.
2 or 3 hours later, you roll back to the office, you know.
Well, you're lucky yours were taking 2 or 3 hours. Mine were going into the dinner and beyond sometimes.
You sound like an expert. But yeah, these things all mount up. That's the thing, and we are ultimately a product of the decisions we've made throughout our lives.
Yeah.
And
So,
it.
was there a certain moment when you had an epiphany about your health, or did that just the ideas just creep up on you like the stress did?
Well, I was looking for something, but to be honest, I'd never taken a supplement until I discovered the oxygen. And I probably wouldn't have tried it except someone was very insistent that I do. And that just changed my thinking around. And, it became, well, what am I putting in my body that's not helping things or that's actually making things worse? And it becomes a realization that you need to be careful about what you do. And it sort of changed my whole outlook.
Yes.
And then as we've gone on over the years, it's become clearer and clearer that the things that are in the atmosphere, in our water, in our food supplies, in a lot of cases, are taking away from our natural health. And
Yes.
so, yeah, we just got to be so careful these days, a lot more so now than it was back in the day.
Well, you're talking to the converted, and I think that the majority of the people that listen in are converted as well. But for those that may not be, we're talking about how our atmosphere is polluted, our water is polluted, our food is polluted, our homes. I mean, I even had someone a few weeks ago talking about building biology. She has a wonderful business talking about how to clean up our homes from Wi-Fi to mold and whatever. So, yeah, along the way, you've realized that we are just the outcome of the toxic world that we live in, aren't we?
Well, we are, and so it becomes not a game, it's a very serious game, but figuring out what are the sorts of things that you should consume and what are the sorts of things that you shouldn't.
Sure.
And, not everybody's going to be squeaky clean. It's a question of understanding what's going on so that you can make informed choices.
Yeah.
And,
Well, having 2 hour lunches and having alcohol and eating meat and veg and desserts or whatever else, is okay. But when you do it again and again and again over time, there's a price to pay.
100%, yeah, not just a dollar price.
No. So tell me about oxygen. Let's just explain to those that are listening, what you discovered, how you discovered the oxygen.
Thank you. Well, it's not oxygen that you breathe. It is definitely oxygen. Oxygen is oxygen, but it's part of a liquid that you consume orally. And instead of being very dilute, like the oxygen waters that you find obviously in the convenience stores. This is a supercharged liquid with oxygen. You just consume a small amount of it and it's getting oxygen into your system very, very quickly. And what I found when I tried it was that it was making me feel a whole lot better than I had previously. And particularly in terms of the stress, I would actually throw some oxygen down before I left work, get in the car, put the Rolling Stones on very loud, and I just glide home. That was my introduction to it. I thought, this is different. This is something that I need to find out more about. And the more I found out, the more I realized just how good it was, and that when the opportunity came up to be involved in actually having our own brand and that sort of thing, I thought, well, just got to do this.
So you were instrumental in bringing it here to Australia?
It's made in Australia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's made using a process that is unique to Australia and the USA, but here in Australia, we have developed it to the best quality product that it's possible to produce.
Fabulous.
And yeah, so you won't find anything else around the world that compares with it simply because we've been able to tweak it in that way. And if I could very quickly explain how it's made, it just starts off as a huge vat of water that has some sea salt in it, and it's bombarded with electricity in a way that removes a lot of the hydrogen from the water, and the extra oxygen that remains is clustered around the chloride from the salt. So it's actually part of the water. It's not bubbling away or anything, and it stays as part of the water until you actually consume it, and then it gets into your system very quickly. And
Well,
so,
it's restructured.
absolutely, and just a different mechanism of delivering oxygen to the body than breathing it in. Obviously, you still got to breathe it in and keep breathing, but this is another way to support the body's oxygen needs.
And it's making me consider, like 17 years ago, I had cancer, and I'm not going to go into the whole story, but I didn't go down the medical route. I started to investigate. I was already into the alternative world, as it's called, and I had practitioners and all sorts of things around me. But one of the things that I found out about our health, and especially when it comes to cancer, there are two problems with the body, and one is dehydration, so it's about water, and the other one is about oxygen. It's a depletion of oxygen right down to a cellular level. So, I mean, immediately I'm just putting what you're doing and what you're offering together with oxygenating the body, which then actually doesn't create space for something like cancer or other diseases to creep in.
Well, it's very foundational nutrition for the body because we have trillions of cells in the body. Every cell to function adequately needs to have a sufficient supply of oxygen.
Yes.
And so, it's pretty much a no-brainer. If you can keep delivering oxygen into your body, then everything in your body relies on oxygen to happen. Sure, there are loads and loads of processes, but oxygen is a part of virtually every
Fundamental.
process in the body. And so if you can make sure that you've got that oxygen flow happening to its optimum, then you're positioning your body, in great shape to move forward.
Well, what I like about what you're doing as well, to everyone that's listening or watching us out there, I started trying one of the products a couple of weeks ago, and that's how I came across Terry, and that's how we're sitting here today. For years, I've been down the health route and looked at all sorts of rabbit holes, all sorts of different ideas. And the supplement industry has just gone off the rails. Like, so much is available looking at our health from a million different angles. It's just confusing now. It's just confusing for people when you get sick, and you want to start addressing your health. You said something before about fundamental. I think that getting back to health can be simpler rather than complicated.
Well, absolutely, it can. And you're right, there are just so many different glitzy products out in the health supplement space. And people just don't know and probably have difficulty getting the right advice when it comes to what is going to work for them. It's one thing if they're addressing a particular deficiency, then fine, there are different products for that. We're not looking to address a deficiency like, low magnesium or low iron or anything like that. As I say, it gets back to foundational wellness, and
That's the word,
it's
foundational, not fundamental, foundational. Yes.
well, yeah. And if you can support your cellular function in that way, then it's the foundation for everything else that you do.
Yes.
Your choices when it comes to food, they're really up to the individual. But the more natural you can make your food intake, then the easier it is for your body to process, utilize that food. So processed foods and junk foods and all that sort of thing, they are actually harder for your body to utilize and dispose of, and they use up your basic resources. So if your oxygen resources are being put into digesting junk food and all that sort of thing, they're taking away from where they could be used more beneficially throughout the day.
Healing and growth and that sort of thing.
Yeah, and your brain function as well. So,
Brain function,
I mean, the brain is 2% of the body weight and about 20% of the body's utilization of oxygen. So it's a really voracious oxygen user. So it makes sense to keep oxygen available for your brain to use.
And when you're looking at setting up a new foundation for yourself, I know that from my own experience that when you start to change how you're looking after your body, you start to get new ideas about what you don't want to eat and what you do want to eat. That starts to change as well.
Yeah, 100%. And people will find that makes a difference, not just in the way they feel, but the way they actually function in their lives, you know. And like I'm in my 70s now, but and so I've been through that aging process. Younger people don't realize what they're in for. So the easier you can make aging, the better, I think, and the earlier you start, the better.
Yeah, when we're in our 20s and 30s, we think we're bulletproof and that nothing's going to happen to us at all.
Oh, I thought that till I was 60.
Well, I think that also, like for people listening out there, you're not, I mean, there's a lot of feedback on your website, there's a lot of testimonials, and you'll have ton of them yourself as well. But I think there's something that you and I just discussed before we got on that really just highlights how significant what you're doing is and the products that you have to offer. Tell us about Barbara O'Neill, because for everyone who's listening now or watching, they know I've interviewed Barbara months back, and many of them know what she's all about. So tell me about Barbara O'Neill in your life.
Sure, that's a great little story. Nearly 10 years ago, I met Barbara and her husband, Mike, and they are two of the most decent, genuine, humble power couple you could ever hope to meet. But when I met Barbara before she was really famous, and it was just at a little church hall in Sydney, 30 or 40 people there, and I grabbed her and Mike afterwards, and we had a chat about oxygen and other things. And Barbara took some away to try, and ever since then they've been selling it through their Misty Mountain lifestyle retreat in
Right.
the difficulty with Misty Mountain and Barbara's fame around the world is that they don't ship overseas. So we actually do ship direct overseas. So now overseas followers of Barbara can buy products, Aussie products that she supports direct through us, which is awesome.
So let's go back a step because Barbara tried the products and must have had, very good results and whatever to take them on board and start selling them out of her own property or practice.
That's right.
What
Very
was the feedback
true.
that you got from her?
Well, she is a very high energy person, actually, and she said that when she tried the oxygen, it was just a small amount in the morning and a bit later in the day. And most days she is very, very busy. And towards the end of the day, she gets wiped out.
Right.
But with taking the oxygen, she wasn't getting wiped out. And she found that her staff were having the same thing.
Okay.
So they're immediately on board with it, which was great.
Well, that's about the best testimonial around, I think.
100%. Yeah. And I also met her husband Mike, and Mike, he's the unsung hero behind Barbara. It's incredible. He was talking then about starting his own health related political party, and I thought, wow, that's ambitious, you know. And then I turn around and he's actually done it,
He has.
and now it's very well known, the Heart Party. And I actually went around and delivered flyers into letterboxes and handed them out and all that sort of thing at the last election, you know. So Michael's just as much of a go-getter as Barbara is out there.
Absolutely. And he needs the oxygen too.
We all do.
Yeah. So, okay, you take the oxygen product. You start to see changes in your health. So how did that turn from you working in corporate to having the business that you do now? How long have you had Go to Life?
Well, I was already out of corporate at that stage. We've been around for a bit over 15 years. What I discovered when we started was how brave it was. Because what I realized was that most people just think of oxygen as, well, either they take it for granted or they think it's something woo-woo, you know? And so it's very difficult to get through to most people, you know, how beneficial it can be, especially when you have to be very careful how you express that. And so it's been a gradual thing of word of mouth build over the years, which is the best way to happen. I've actually
So,
still.
you know, a lot of people don't realize that 20 years ago, anything alternate to the mainstream health, was having a really hard time. I remember 20 years ago, working with the Nurses Association in conjunction to some people I was working with essential oils. Back then, they thought that they were just, you know, woo-woo stuff and weren't interested in them at all. And they also, back then, the medical profession only 20 years ago still thought that, you know, saying that stress could cause heart issues was a load of woo-woo as well. So only 20 to 15 years ago was a big shift that was happening in the world of mainstream health and alternate health, and you were part of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. To be honest, I was one of the biggest skeptics at first. As I said, I'd never had a supplement before. And I'm quite happy to talk to skeptics. And, you know, there are two types. You know, there are the curious ones, and they're great to talk to because they actually ask you questions and they're seriously interested in understanding it. And then there are the smart asses, and I've learned not to waste time with them. So, you know, it's just a question of figuring out whether someone is seriously interested in what we've got to offer.
Yes. And what you've got to offer are two things fundamentally, oxygen and minerals.
Yeah, and hydrogen in between. So three things in.
Okay. So hydrogen's different to oxygen.
Absolutely. Hydrogen actually is the smallest element there is.
Okay.
And therefore, it gets to places that other things probably can't get to in the body. So there is so much research around now on hydrogen, which is certainly popular in places like the USA and Japan. And we have a very good version. And the MolecularHydrogenInstitute.org would be the place to find out a lot of information about hydrogen. If
Okay.
anybody really wants to get into it, that's a great
Can
spot
you
to
do it in
start.
a snapshot? Because I'm taking your hydrogen molecule as well, the molecular hydrogen, I should say. What's the difference between oxygen and hydrogen in terms of what it's doing in the body?
Well, oxygen is the basic source of energy for the body, first up. You know, we all talk about aerobic energy, and that is because oxygen works on the food and the drinks in our body to release the energy that we can actually use. So all of the things we consume, they may be energy bars, protein bars, energy drinks, all those sorts of things. Unless oxygen is there to unlock that energy, nothing's going to happen, you know. So that's a primary role of oxygen, is just to deliver that energy throughout the body. And virtually every function in the body relies on oxygen. So if you've got something going on in the body, oxygen is going to be there. And everybody is going to use its oxygen resources according to its own priorities. And that's why people have different results with the product, because you know, it's not as if you take it and it's going to go here, go there. Your body is actually very clever about using it to its own benefit. And in the case of sports people who really notice it, that's because they're functioning at the limits of their supply demand curve, and if you're able to supply more oxygen, then obviously they're able to do more, and so they're very quick to notice the benefits. Some people may not notice them so quickly
Well,
because
because athletes are tuned into their bodies a hell of a lot more than the average person.
exactly, and frequently as well, whereas the average person, may be sitting around on a computer or watching TV half the day or whatever, and they're not necessarily going to notice the oxygen then. But if they get up and go for a walk, or some older people who, just find they can do things that they weren't able to do previously,
Well,
and
I
it
think that
can be
you've
their
got a
life.
point there when you're saying people are sitting around and, kind of being a bit more sedentary. I mean, I think most people don't even realize what it actually feels like anymore to be incredibly healthy.
Yeah, that's true. And if you've got those foundations right in your body, then even if you do sit around a lot in your role or whatever it is, when you actually get up and do something, you have got the resources in your body to get up and do it. We all, over our lives, we take in things that clog us up a bit. But if you've got those foundations working, then hopefully the body can overcome those.
To make
And
it simple, operate at 50% oxygen as opposed to 90% or 100% oxygen, two very different ways of living.
sure, and with athletes, they've got a small capacity for improvement. Some of them train within an inch of their lives, and so if they can reach that extra capacity, then that's great for them. But most of us have got loads of capacity, and therefore much more scope for improving than an athlete has.
That's a good way of putting it.
Just to give you an idea how much athletes like it, we've actually had testimonials from six Aussie number one CrossFit athletes, including the 8 times female world number one, Tia Claire. That's between ourselves and another brand that we supply, Supercell. So six Aussie number ones in CrossFit, I think, is a pretty good indication that, yeah, it's useful for athletes.
So if you're into sport and you're athletic and all that out there, guys, go and have a look at the website for starters. But I like that you're also talking about the rest of the population because when I first looked at the website, that's what I came across was the athletic sort of side of things. But for me, I wanted to know, okay, what about me? What about me? And that is there on the website as well, but it wasn't as prominent.
Yeah, that's true. And I guess when we started off, it was pretty easy to get to athletes compared with normal people. What I don't do is advertise products out there on the mainstream or anything, because it would be a quick way to go broke, because there are not enough people understanding them and looking for them. So it's very much word of mouth. But what I find also with customers is that they will use the products for their pets and for their performance animals, because performance animals are just like elite athletes, aren't they? And people tend to feed their animals before they feed themselves in a lot of cases. What I found, I had a guy ring me up once. He was a greyhound owner. And he said, "I need to get some oxygen for my dogs. I heard about it. I need some for my dogs." And I said, "Well, you sound like you need some too." He said, "Oh, no, I'm going to look after the dogs." So, and they became winners. But he didn't care about himself. He just cared about his animals.
Well, there you go. I wouldn't have even thought about animals. So there's another aspect, another angle to it as well. But tell me about, so we know how oxygen is important in the body, and by living our, toxic or unhealthy lifestyles, we deplete ourselves in oxygen. But what about the hydrogen? How does hydrogen work in our body, and what's it important for?
Well, everybody knows that hydration is important, and most people now drink a lot of water throughout the day. And molecular hydrogen is enhancing the water with real hydrogen. So in the water itself, the hydrogen is bound to oxygen, and so that's performing a different role to the molecular hydrogen itself. And of those studies that I was talking about that the Molecular Hydrogen Institute has done, they're pointing to hydrogen being excellent as an antioxidant to get rid of free radicals and also anti-inflammatory. And
Oh
that's what I
my
think
God.
everybody is looking for as they reach out.
That's a big one. That's a big one. Anti-inflammatory.
Sure. And the thing with all three of our products is basically they are enhancing water, which is enhancing a habit that people already have every day. So it's very, very easy to slip them into your daily routine and do it almost without thinking. But that is the important aspect of these products. While some people, can get a really quick hit from them, consistency is the key, and long-term usage gives the best results because you're keeping that momentum up of looking after your foundational cellular wellness in the body. And of course, if you just use them sporadically, then nature's going to take its course, and you're not going to get such a consistent outcome as using them from
Well,
day.
if you've spent 10, well, 1 decade, 2 decades, 3 decades, 4 decades getting to a certain point, then it's going to take some consistent time to undo what's been done.
That's exactly right. And they're all working in your body to just help you move forward in life. Because it's easy to slip into that situation where you're sitting there thinking your body is declining, just like the world around us is declining, to be honest. But there are ways you can manage that to enjoy life going forward in a more positive, constructive, capable sort of way
Yeah,
than
well,
just letting it happen.
when you talked about hydrating, that still reminded me of those years ago with cancer. We have systems within our body that make us feel like drinking, make us feel like eating. And with the cancer, whatever the system is that says I'm thirsty, mine was turned off. It was turned off. It took me 6 months of diligently drinking water every day and making myself drink water to get to a point where one day I could feel, oh my gosh, I would love a glass of water.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it, that something that's so seemingly insignificant can have a real impact in the way you feel and the way you function.
So what your product is doing is turning back on some functions.
Well, sure, and making sure that you're feeding your body what it needs at that cellular level to then be at its best in accepting everything else that you consume or that you try to do, and move forward in the best way that you can. And we all got to be the best we can be these days, so this is one way.
Well, as I said when we started, I've been down the road of supplements and all the rest of it, and it's just a minefield. There's just so much stuff out there, and I've done it myself too. I've always called myself the crash test dummy. If I'm going to talk about what works and what doesn't work, I have to test it out myself. So I've tested out heaps of supplements, spent so much money on all sorts of products and things. I much prefer foundational.
Absolutely. And particularly when someone that you know has, explained that it's, benefiting them.
Yes,
And then
how it works.
there's
But then
that
I
link.
talk to you and I find out you're connected with Barbara O'Neill, and she's done a hell of a lot more research and study than I have, or even you have, about health products. So if she thinks that you guys are the way to go, so do I.
Well, she does talk a lot about oxygen in her lectures. I mean, she is just such a font of wisdom. It's amazing. And she has that special talent of just being able to speak it. And she draws all this information out and gives it to people in a way that instantly they understand it. It's just remarkable
It's
what
genuine.
she's able to do. Absolutely genuine.
It's genuine. Yes, absolutely. So, what now? Well, firstly, we're going to let people know that here in Australia. So it's created here in Australia, and people here in Australia can go to your website, and your website details are going to be in the show notes here for everybody that's interested in having a look. And for everybody out there as well, Terry's really easy to connect with and actually get to talk to him as well, which rarely happens with any other business these days.
Well, I thought that was important because I've got such an unusual message to give people, really. And if they've got questions, I'm more than happy to answer them personally, either by email or my phone number's on the website. And it's great to engage with people. Had a lady who actually, a friend of hers had been to Barbara's Misty Mountain, bought a bottle, taken it home, loved it, told her friend who rang me up, and she was 82 and she bought a bottle. Big bottle and received it on the Friday. On the Monday, she's ringing up saying, "Terry, I feel 20 years younger already. I'm going to call my friends," which she did. And that whole week, I was getting ladies ringing me up left, right, and center. And my wife is thinking I've turned into a latter-day Casanova. That's the way it can spread. Hey, Helen, something I want to mention that I haven't earlier, and I must do because this is oxygen spray for skincare.
Yes, and for
And
those listeners that are audio only, he's holding up a bottle of a new product that he has.
yeah, beautiful little design bottle that my daughter designed. It's unreal. But oxygen is great on the inside, but it's also great on the outside. A lot of benefits for the skin. And actually, I notice in the UK now, oxygen sprays are becoming very, very popular, but they're all the ones that are full of petrochemicals and all that sort of thing and cost about four times what ours costs. So, again, this is natural that is really beneficial for the skin. And you can just spray it lightly a few times a day or as often as you like. And getting oxygen to those pores is just so beneficial. So it's there on the website as well, and people can check that out when they
So
go.
how does it work? So what is it, hydrating or oxygenating? Which way is the skin product doing?
Well, it's oxygenating as well. And the skin being the body's biggest organ, it's
Absolutely.
oxygen. And you would think we get enough oxygen from the air, but of course the air comes with all sorts of pollutants and those sorts of things. So when you've got oxygen being delivered to your skin from the inside and from the outside, then you're giving your skin the best chance
A
to
double whammy.
live its own good life. That's right.
A double hit. That's fabulous because anti-aging is becoming a huge business out there, isn't it?
It is. I'm not sure of the term anti-aging, but it's more about continuing to enjoy the quality of life that you've always enjoyed as you get older, and not accepting that you have to go into this tumultuous decline, because once you've got your wellness foundation right, you find that you're not declining in the way you did before. You actually are able to be capable and do things. Some of the testimonials on our website bear witness to that, older people being able to keep up with the young guys and that sort of thing. So again, it's horses for courses. Everybody's different, but
Well, it's a state of mind, but then also it's a state of body and the state of the health. So if we're going to start embracing some supplements like you're offering, that then gives us a new state of body, state of health, which then gives us a new state of mind, which means that, yeah, like that 82-year-old, we can add a few decades on.
well, this is it, and gives you the more confidence. The better you're feeling, the more confident you are, and the better you come across in various areas of your life, really. So yeah, we're not going to fade away. We're going to live right till the last day, as my brother said.
Well, if we hydrate and oxygenate this body, we're going to get more out of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I know since being on the product, it's only 2 weeks on the oxygen. I said to you, I was thinking I detox, I fast on a regular basis, so I wasn't really taking it to address anything in particular. But for everybody out there, I said to Terry before we came on, I just realized I've had no cramps in my legs, no cramps at all. So if that's the result from the oxygen, fabulous. Thank you very much. When I take the molecular hydrogen, I notice that I feel like there's an effervescence that happens all through my head and my eyes.
Awesome.
And as you said, it's going to be different for everybody.
Of course, we're just, so individual, and we just have to go with the flow. And if we're feeling a bit better, then it encourages us to do more, do different things. And even if that is, being able to have more fun with the grandkids or anything like that, that's just adding to the quality of life. And that's what basically, we're all about is quality of life, and this is something that we now send out to new customers, and it's just to welcome them. But also on the back, we've got this consistency tracker, which means that it's easy for them then to make sure that they're taking the products daily and record the way that they're feeling, what they notice, and when they started, when they
Okay, so for
feel
everyone
wonderful.
who was listening, Terry was just holding up a brochure, a lovely brochure, all set up to, and that's set out with your products so that people can track themselves and start looking up, over what's looking at what changes are happening.
Yeah, exactly. So just try to make it easy for people to be consistent.
Yes. And I got off track before because when I said that it's made here in Australia and you're based here in Australia, but what you do want people to know is, and especially through Barbara O'Neill's portal as well, is that you're now also providing to the rest of the world.
Yes, 100%. And what we're going to do, simply for the international people who are watching the show, and if our if what we offer resonates with them, then for the month of July, what we will do, whenever they order more than 150 Australian dollars worth of product, which is about 100 US, then we will add in two free bottles of oxygen, which is this. And so that will give them the opportunity not just to get really good value, but also to have enough product to really experience it.
And give it a good go.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So they don't need to use a discount code or anything. Any international order that we receive during the month of July that's over $150, we will add in those two bottles automatically.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. You're doing business in a completely different way, which I just love as well, because that's how I introduce this show. I say that our stories are creating a new world and you're accessible. Like I just said before, I couldn't believe that I could actually ring you and have a conversation with you, let alone you sending me an email after I bought product saying, thanks so much for doing that. And, let me know if you need a hand. That surprised me because I have not had that from a business before.
Well, it's just part of the fun of having a business, in my opinion. And we're just trying to help people. And if they've got questions, not all their questions are going to be answered by what's on the website, because there are certain things that we can't put on there. But there is a lot of information. And if at the end of that they've still got outstanding questions, or if they just want to chat, I'm happy for them to give me a call, no
This is
problem.
just getting back to grassroots of how we should be operating in business and in community and in the world, being accessible and open with everybody.
Ideally, yes. Obviously, with big businesses, it's not possible for them to do that. But while ever we're able to do it, that's what we're going to do.
Yes. So tell me, when you were, I mean, you were 20 when you came out here to Australia. But up until then, what did the young man, Terry, want to be growing up?
Well, a few things, I suppose. Probably a pilot was what I really wanted to be when I was young, but that sort of never happened. Actually, my son, he trained to be a pilot for a while. He didn't end up going commercial with it or anything, but it happened very young for him. So the day of his 16th birthday was the day he did his first solo flight. And a few weeks later, he took me up. And oh, it was an amazing feeling that your 16-year-old had got your life right in his hands.
Wow.
Yeah, so
Yeah.
yeah, what I wanted to be, but it didn't quite work out that way.
So he picked up on your unfulfilled dream.
Yeah, exactly.
Isn't that amazing?
And funnily enough,
Yeah.
the daughter can sing.
Your daughter, what? Sorry.
You can sing. No, I said that I can't sing like the Bee Gees.
Oh, right.
My daughter actually can sing, so that's good.
Oh, gotcha. I love hearing these stories, Terry, because people don't realize that there's clues in their stories. There's absolutely clues in your stories from the beginning to right up till now. You've just said that you wanted to be a pilot, but you left that. You couldn't fulfill that. So that energy turned up in your son. There's the story about the Bee Gees and singing. Well, you can't sing, so that turned up in your daughter. So what else did you want to be when you were on that island?
I was a footballer, and I would have loved to, have gone further with that. But again, when I left the island and came over here, that sort of fell by the wayside a little bit. But that was the main thing that drove me through my teens, was trying to make the Isle of Man football team, and I nearly made it, but not quite. So, but it was exciting times, and it's amazing how much the fitness world has moved on from then, when I was a teenager as well.
Oh,
I've
right.
never heard of a gym then, and now I go to the gym 3 times a week.
But there's
So,
the fitness element that was there back with you playing footy, right? And that's now also integral to what you're doing with helping sports people.
yeah, that's true. That's true. And I thought when COVID came along and they started closing the gyms and everything, I pretty much thought, well, I'm not going to go to a gym again. I'm done now because I won't be able to. And then, of course, they opened up, and I managed to find one a couple of minutes away from here. And it's for oldies, it's for over 50s, and it's amazing. So I'm right back into it. And I think it's so important to get that level of exercise, particularly as you age, because it just supports everything else you're doing with your body. And if you keep the aerobics and the weights going, then I actually had noticed I was starting to lose flexibility and strength a bit, but now it's all back, so yeah, good.
Wow. So sport's been a theme, but you've reinvented yourself a number of times through your life, haven't you?
I guess so. I mean, this last one is the reinvention, because I never at any point throughout my life thought that I would be on a podcast going worldwide talking about liquid oxygen. So, yeah, it's a bit weird, isn't it? But it's been great being here. I've loved it.
Yes. Well, you just never know what's around the corner, and I don't think we should stop, no matter what age we get to. I don't think we should stop. We should embrace whatever new opportunities come around.
Well, absolutely. And people talk about retirement and say, well, why aren't you retired? Well, no, because I'm having too much fun doing what I'm doing, and I'm making a difference for people that I wouldn't be able to make if I was just sitting on a beach somewhere. So,
Well, I think it's a stupid word, to be honest.
well, yeah, I've never embraced it. And I think the more you can have purpose in your life, the longer that life's going to be. So yeah, I'm here for the long term.
Yes, I agree with you. I watched my father retire and then die at 69. So I watched within a few years him lose that sense of purpose and decline at a rapid rate of knots and exit this world. And I think that made me very aware of, why do we retire? Why would we stop contributing and enjoying the world that we live in?
Yeah, I don't think there's any value really in retirement, other than that, if you relax and take it easy and you think you're doing yourself a favor. But I think it's the opposite. I think once you retire, then something is gone from, particularly if you've got a really fulfilling role, then something has gone from your life that's very, very hard to replace.
Yes. So what are some good stories that you've had as feedback for the products?
Oh, well, some people say, well, liquid oxygen, if I open the bottle, will the bubbles just escape? And no, that's not the case. But it has a 2-year expiry date or best before date, but it's good way beyond that. And we had one of the MotoGP riders, one of the top motorcycle riders in the world. He actually was over in the Isle of Man. He was based in the Isle of Man, and I happened to know one of his coaches. And he went into the coach's office one day and found a 6-year-old bottle of oxygen there. I don't know why it was there. And so it was 8 years beyond manufacture. And he had a drink of it, went for a cycle, and he cycles with Mark Cavendish. That's how good he is. And he came back from that cycle and said, right, I'm going to be on that for the rest of the racing season. And he was.
Well, he
So it,
immediately felt the difference.
yeah, and it was 8-year-old product. So, yeah, it's not as if it deteriorates appreciably over time. It's there and ready for people to use
Well,
in.
this is nature at work, is it?
Well, of course, it's nature's presented in a different way, but once that oxygen gets into your system, it is just nature taking its course. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What other stories have you got? Come on.
Well, you
I
want
know your reluctance. I mean, because I know you've been very, very much watching what you say and how you say it, because here in Australia, we can't say something treated something, cured something. We're not allowed to say those sorts of words, but you can certainly tell me what someone else has told you.
Sure, it's just information and entertainment.
Yes.
Sure. Well, I have Ray Giles is a very good friend of mine who is a boxing coach in Melbourne, and Ray has been training elite athletes since the days of Lionel Rose, and many, many champions have passed through Ray's hands. He has had his team on our go-to game plan, all of the products, probably for about 10 years now, and the champions that he has created, at least 5 Australian champions, a Commonwealth Games participant, an international games participant,
Yep.
they're coming out of his ears, and
Well, we're
he's
talking about a very high level of athlete, yeah?
But the thing is that they're not just taking it once and relying on that. They're
Making
consistently taking it over time, and that's where they've gained their championships. Funniest animal story, it's not quite an animal story, but a bird story. We had a guy ring up one day. He said, I've got some of your oxygen here. I've got a racing pigeon. How much should I give it? And I thought, don't know. But he said, oh, just 2 drops a day straight down the beak and 4 drops before a race. So 2 weeks later, he rings back in tears. He's won his first trophy in 25 years of trying in pigeon racing. But it just shows that it's not a placebo, hey?
the pigeon can't put it on.
Exactly. But yeah, I've sold this stuff to a camel owner in Dubai, to one of the sheikhs in Kuwait for his horses. So yeah, it's a very good animal product. We don't officially sell it for animals, but people do share it with their animals too.
Any stories to do with just the mums and dads out there, just the general public? I mean, you're talking about athletes, right? And you're talking about animals. Anything in particular that comes to mind?
Well, not standouts, but what people find is that they've come to rely on coffee and energy drinks and that sort of thing to provide them with a quick fix or a hit to start the day and get them through the day. And those are really superficial energy products because your core energy is being delivered by oxygen. So what those products do is call on the body to bring in more oxygen to deliver the energy. That's how they work. So with our oxygen, you're cutting out the middleman with those products and
It's
you're
kind of stealing the oxygen from other areas of the body.
Well, it's making the heart and lungs bring in more, I think. So it's stimulating. So in the case with ours, you're actually delivering that oxygen direct without the middleman and without the potentially negative implications of those sorts of products.
Yeah. And can you take too much? That's what I was thinking as I was listening to you. Can you take too much?
Well, we always suggest to people that they start quite gently, if particularly, if they are fragile, and talk to your medical professional if you've got any concerns at all. But most people
But a
just,
medical professional wouldn't understand, would they?
well, they wouldn't, but
That's your disclaimer. I
the
understand.
cautionary principle, isn't it?
You've got to have a disclaimer.
Well, so we have guidelines for people, and they'll find those on the label and in a more expanded version on the website. But we say to people, well, just experiment a little bit with it because your needs are going to be different to someone else's. And, our oxygen levels fluctuate throughout the day depending on what we're doing and what the demand is. And so if you can be consistent and stabilize those, it helps you live a more consistent life. So yeah, it's horses for courses, basically. We actually had a power lifter out of Melbourne, guy in his 50s, and he went through a whole bottle of the oxygen on a weekend at a tournament and set three Australian records during the tournament. So you
So
can't
was it
believe.
a 250 ml bottle or the liter bottle?
I think he actually had the liter. I've never
Oh.
done that. I've never had a liter
Oh my gosh.
with that. But the thing is, Helen, you can waste a lot of money if you're taking more than your body needs. And that's why it's good for people to work out what fits their lifestyle the best. Because, you don't want to be taking 50 mils when 20 mils is plenty
Is enough.
to give you the same outcome. So, yes, there are limits to the benefits for people. And, just be careful not to overspend because, you can't spend a fortune on things and not get a better
It's
outcome.
just finding that balance, and life is always about finding that balance, whether it's with product or money, right?
100%, yeah. So whatever works for you, go with it. That's the thing.
But it's really nice to know. Thank you to that weightlifter for testing it out because, obviously he's still here and he's still going strong. So you really can't OD on the stuff either, by the sounds of it.
Going
Thank you to
stronger
him.
than ever.
Thank you to him for testing that out.
Exactly.
Well, I've got to say that I have enjoyed having this conversation with you, Terry. I think you are doing some wonderful things for this world because we need simple solutions to our health and well-being. And I think you've got three very fundamental solutions. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for the opportunity to come and have a chat about them. That's been great. And yes, they are very simple solutions. That's the main thing. And just a quick reminder to international people, if they go to our website and spend more than 150 Aussie bucks, then we will send them two free bottles for the whole month of July. So
Yes.
tell their friends about it too, and their friends are happy to go along, do that purchase, and we'll look after them.
Yeah, I agree. And for everybody out there, I'm an advocate. I've been the crash test dummy. I've been testing it out. I am enjoying the products very, very much. And I think you're doing a wonderful job and bringing, I don't know, good oxygen and energy into this new world of ours that we're all creating. Thank you, Terry. Thank you very much.
Been a pleasure. Thanks a lot, Helen.
Okay.
Yeah.